Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily hiring and retention. I have joining me by phone two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Matt Rogers, Vice President of Operations with MEB Management Services, and Amy Kraft, Asset Director with MEB Management Services. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, so multifamily hiring and retention, I don't think there could be a more important topic in today's multifamily environment. I mean, it is something that I hear over and over and over again with people I'm talking to is finding, hiring, and retaining employees because of the turnover rates, the quiet quitting or the great resignation or whatever the latest term is about it. There's a big need in the industry for this. So, Matt, I'll start out with you. Tell us a little bit about what trends do you see emerging in multifamily?
Yeah, Paul, and thanks for having us on.
Sure.
And we agree with you. We think that this is a top priority for the entire multifamily industry. You know, MEB is incredibly focused on the labor shortage and, you know, really making our people stand out and be ultra successful in 2023. We spend a great deal of time talking about and focusing on how we as an organization, but also the industry in general, is trying to be a little bit more sticky. You know, we don't want to see 50% turnover at the leasing agent and maintenance technician role. We want to see that number drastically reduced. And so, you know, there is some thought on how to best go about doing that. But it also starts with how we look at recruiting talented individuals, how we coach, train, educate, and really develop those individuals. One of the things that I found almost very concerning nationally is a quote by Mike Rowe. Everybody knows Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentions that there are 7.5 million men, prime age men, I believe the age range is 26 to 54, are missing from the labor participation markets today. And by the way, that's still a number coming off of a very, very, very good November job number. But we're missing 7.5 million men that are not actively seeking out work. And that's got to be something that we change. And look, there is no greater shortage in multifamily than in the maintenance role right now. And so how do we go about thinking and getting these individuals to either re-engage in the labor market, or how do we get these individuals to see multifamily as a not only as a job, but ultimately a career destination that can provide them an incredible wage, provide them great health benefits, and more importantly, and probably the most important part, a rewarding work experience.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned Mike Rowe. He was one of the featured speakers at the National Apartment Association's Apartmentalize, I believe, in 2019 in San Diego, and he was talking about the fact that we put so much emphasis on college, but not any emphasis anymore on trades, and that and this was before the pandemic and a lot of the increases in the turnover rates that we've seen, especially on the maintenance technician side. He was kind of ahead of the curve there with that talk, and I think we do well to heed what he had to say. Let's talk a little bit about just across the board, though. What about wages? What does that play?
Yeah, and you hit it kind of on the head. Look, women are more likely to have a four-year college degree compared to men. And there is that kind of incentivized, the more you learn, the more you earn. And I think that that's been a long-term or a long-standing, you know, trope, if you will. And that's just no longer true. We have a high need for talented individuals in the plumbing field. We have a high need for individuals in the HVAC field and manufacturing jobs. And so we've really got to challenge how we think about seeing these individuals and these skilled tradespeople. And so one of the things that we've seen across the board in multifamily is wage growth. And I don't mean just a little bit of wage growth. I mean substantial wage growth in virtually every section of our employment. Now, is that a good thing? You know, I think the short answer is yes. I think wage growth and being competitive and really paying people to do what can be a very difficult job is very important. There's no question about that. But there are consequences and things that we have to be on the lookout for. One of those is, you know, clients are asking for us to do more. The industry, our residents are asking for our on-site team members to do more. And with higher wage growth, there may be a component that there are less staff, less physical human beings on site. And that can be challenging. You know, I think Amy sees it every day where, you know, we're asked to do more and more and more and really provide this amazing living experience, which thankfully we're able to do. But, you know, we're starting to get creative with how do we best accomplish that? You know, how do we best provide, you know, that human interaction, that really valuable touch point with ever-increasing wage growth? You know, one of the things that is very important is that we, you know, any time that we automate or any time that we talk about centralized leasing or any time that we talk about removing a human component, we want to make sure that whatever tool or technique or item that we're implementing, we have a very robust and very consistent approach to it. And also knowing when that human touch point needs to come back into the fold. There, you know, AI chatbots are great, language learning tools are great, but they're not the ultimate end goal. Really, the ultimate end goal for us is removing redundant, you know, repetitive tasks from a human component and maybe shifting that to an AI component, but still providing that great customer service that when a human needs to step in, they're ready, they're very excited, they know the skill set, they know the tasks at hand, and that they're being very successful. But higher wages are going up. We're going to continue to see that for the foreseeable future. But we're also getting very smart about how we go about, you know, supplementing our teams and supplementing the customer experience.
We've got about 2 minutes, excuse me, 2 minutes left in this segment. Amy, I want to ask you, because Matt mentioned that you know, that you see that people are being asked to do more and more every day. What are some of the things you're seeing out there?
Yeah, I think just the human interaction, like Matt talked about, we're just continuing to want to evolve that. You know, there's so many great things, and we're so thankful to our vendor partners that are trying so hard to come up with unique, you know, avenues to help us with this labor shortage by giving our team more time to spend that really valuable time with our prospects and residents. So I think of, you know, watching my team when I was on site hurry through a tour because the phone was ringing and there was a resident waiting to talk to them and they knew they had leads they needed to follow up on. And so there's just a lot going on site every single day. And when I think of the things that are really important to our residents that are on site and our prospects that are coming in the door, it really is that consistent communication, which AI, you know, helps us with, and really allowing our team to provide that really good solid time to slow down and connect with every single individual that walks in the door and free them up to have really, you know, the time that is needed to follow up with providing amazing resident experiences and planning and executing resident events. You know, all the different things that go into making a community amazing is really what we're being asked to do every single day. And those vendors are really helping us out with allowing us by giving us the time to do that.
Matt, we've got about 30 seconds left in this segment, but one of the things that I hear consistently is because of the holes people have in their properties where there's somebody that hasn't been replaced yet who's left with the turnover, people are being asked to do more. And so what do you see with that?
Yeah, and it is true. I think, one, we have to be able to step in and supplement those team members when, if an individual site may be struggling, if there's a little bit of a higher turnover on an individual site, we as leaders have to step in and help fill that void. You know, sometimes we've got to pick up the phone and answer, calls from residents. Sometimes we've got to help take a tour. Hopefully Amy's the one taking the tour and not me. I've been off site a little bit too long, but there are times where we've just got to step in and supplement and support those team members. I think, again, getting creative, there is not a, one box fits all component here. You've got to get creative. Do you open the office a little bit later? Do you review your traffic and understand that, Wednesday at 10 a.m., there's never a piece of traffic that's come in the door this past year? Well, do we need to be open during that time period? Or can we shut our doors and maybe give an hour back to our team to follow up with leads or to, create a great customer service experience for our existing residents by simply reaching out? Hey, I know you had a work order that was completed yesterday. How is everything working? Is everything good? I think there's just creative ways to supplement and ultimately support our team members. And also, one of the things that is really, really important for us is listening to our on-site team members and getting information and feedback from what they're seeing day to day. They're on the ground. They have the most information. They have the most insight. If we're not talking to and listening and really taking some advice from those individuals, I think it's a missed opportunity as an industry.
All right. We are going to leave it there for that segment. We're going to be back right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily hiring and retention. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Matt Rogers, Vice President of Operations with MEB Management Services, and Amy Kraft, Asset Director with MEB Management Services. I would like to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Amy, let's start with you in this segment. What are some of the ways that that you guys are bringing in new talent to the multifamily industry?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. So Matt and I really got into multifamily very different avenues. So Matt, you know, his family was in the multifamily industry, really grew up in it. And I kind of stumbled into multifamily by accident. So my background was actually in retail for 10 years and then was running a store in the East Valley, had a friend that was running a store next to me and ended up making the move to multifamily. And couldn't speak highly enough about the industry and the people that we work with every day and our clients and our residents. And so I decided to make the move as well. And so when I think of, you know, my history and looking at where we're sourcing talent from, I had never even considered multifamily an option because it just wasn't something that I knew enough about. And so when I think about how we're looking at bringing in new talent, I think we need to get a little bit more creative and with where we're going to source our talent from. So I think of when I was in retail, the things that we would do that we need to get better at in this industry, things like speaking at college and universities, helping people with resume prep and their interview skills, like really just having a presence in not only college and universities, but these trade schools as well, that some of our best people are coming from, HVAC and, you know, some of those other things. So we're really just sourcing people from a different avenue, and we can't just rely on people knowing someone or growing up in the industry anymore. I think there's always going to be a place for those people, of course. But with the situation that we're in with the labor shortage right now, we need to get a little bit more creative and think about a little bit more strategic way to bring in some outside talent as well.
Yeah, Matt, and to Amy's point, her coming from a retail background, you know, it's the classic story when someone is coming into multifamily, you know, somebody who worked in multifamily gave them a card. They were a server in a restaurant, or they worked in a retail, and they were just beaming with great customer service, and they end up being leasing agents. But that doesn't really get you a maintenance tech doing that way. So, what do you see?
Yeah, and it was great sitting in interviewing Amy when we hired her, because here is this person full of energy, very excited, has a completely different thought process as it relates to selling apartment homes, and really a different thought process in how you build, run, and manage teams. And so those individuals are incredibly important and powerful in our industry. But shifting, talking about, you know, the most important right now, which is maintenance techs, Amy hit it on the head. Number one, we've got to do a better job of selling ourselves. We are a trillion-dollar industry that no one knows about. How does that even happen, right? And so, you know, first and foremost, we've really got to get back to fundamentals in the early education field. So I'm talking high school, even into junior high. We've really got to get back to looking at and investing in shop classes, or even, you know, what I would call real estate or home repair classes. You know, I'm a homeowner. If I would have had the opportunity to learn how to repair things in my own home in high school, it really would have added value to my adult life. And so there are opportunities at a much younger age to grab those individuals that are more interested in working with their hands long term. You know, the death of the shop class as a high school alternative has really created a detriment in not only in maintenance but in all skill and labor fields, and that's something we as an industry, but also we as, you know, the United States of America, we've got to reinvest in that. We've got to target those individuals that's what they're interested in, and we've got to provide them opportunities to grow, learn, and develop. You know, if there's a kid that loves automotive repair, man, she can write her check in multifamily. You know, we'll teach, we'll train, we'll develop, we'll pour into those individuals, but we've got to give them opportunities to kind of show up and know that there's opportunities for them long-term, 30-plus years in the multifamily industry.
What what about this landlord notion that you'd mentioned to me previously?
Yeah, and I mean, there's also a component shifting from just having the skilled labor side of it, but there's also those individuals in high school that are interested in real estate and the asset management field. So not only can we target those individuals that are interested in using their hands and working in shops or automotive fields for the future, but if there's a kid that's interested in asset management or finance or accounting, or they really love math, I think that there's an opportunity to teach fundamentals of investment strategies. Look, I've been around high school kids as a coach for some time, and I can tell you one of the greatest failures for adults to teach kids is the notion and impact in credit card and debt. Understanding debt and strategies around debt is something we need to teach to every kid in high school, and it really needs to be stressed to them. And I think that, again, provides another opportunity to talk about fundamentals of investment strategy, asset protection, asset planning, exit strategies, recapitalization strategy. And in doing that, there is another opportunity to destigmatize the landlord notion, which is really tying back that landlords are not bad investment people. If you think about it, landlords traditionally take either aging assets or assets and revitalize them. They recapitalize. They put more money into the building. And in doing so, provide a better opportunity, maybe even a better living situation for a number of people that call that asset home. And I find that very interesting in Arizona right now, which is where we're based. You know, you can't drive around Phoenix right now and see a 1970s built asset that hasn't had some money poured into it and improved upon. And that's really important and powerful. The opportunity to create a better living experience through really smart financial strategy makes a better living experience for our residents, something we're extremely passionate about. And I think in explaining that and showing that net benefit to people, and especially young people, it destigmatizes that landlord notion.
And some of the benefits of having a career in multifamily, what are some of those?
Well, you know, I can speak for myself and Amy. You know, we both have young children under the age of 5, and we're providing them a great living experience. And I look at, and most recently we had our holiday event, and I had the great opportunity to stand up on stage and make some introductions. And I can tell you what an incredibly humbling experience it is to look out and see 300-plus people sitting in an auditorium or in a hall that are there, that are excited, that are employees that have a career with us. And I think back to all of the people, you know, really, I call it standing on the shoulders of giants. I look back and I think about all of the great things that people before us at MEB have done, all of the amazing employees, you know, over 600 employees at MEB, and the amount of work and the amount of care and the amount of dedication that those individuals have poured into us and poured into our residents, poured into our clients. And that is incredibly humbling to know that 600 people have a job and have the ability to help over 25,000 apartment homes and residents call those apartment homes their homes is incredibly humbling. And so not only does it, you know, pay bills, but it fulfills a very altruistic side for myself, and I also know for Amy.
All right. Well, we're going to break it here. We are going to be back right after this these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily hiring and retention. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Matt Rogers, Vice President of Operations with MEB Management Services, and Amy Kraft, Asset Director with MEB Management Services. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Amy, we talked a little bit in the last segment about ways to bring new talent into multifamilies. And why don't you share some of the strategies that that you're working on and that you've seen to be successful?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. So sometimes I think in the multifamily industry, we sell ourselves a little bit short and we forget to highlight all of the great benefits. And Matt touched on some of them a little bit earlier, but coming from retail, it is so different just with the working schedule and, you know, holidays. You know, there's a lot of things that can be said about a great career in multifamily. So really reaching out to some of those individuals that are working holidays and that are, you know, working at a job where they're there until 9 or 10 at night. And so really making sure that we're the right fit for those candidates and highlighting flexible schedules and really doing a nice job. Tommy, our recruiter at MEB, has done an amazing job hosting career fairs at some of our various properties, bringing people on site, really having great conversations about what they're looking for, and then really highlighting on places like LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram the benefits that we have and the opportunities that are available to maybe reach some of those people that we necessarily hadn't thought of before that aren't a traditional multifamily, someone who starts as a leasing consultant and then rolls their way up through assistant manager or starts as a porter and rolls their way up to a service technician.
You know, in lieu of today's needs that we have, for hiring in multifamily. What you just mentioned, the traditional career progression of hiring someone as a leasing agent and then trying to convert them to go as to become a manager down the road after they get some training, is that still effective?
I think we're always going to need those people that started leasing consultants and work their way up. But I do think that there's something to be said about providing a strategic approach to bring in someone that doesn't have the traditional multifamily background. So I am a prime example. I came from retail and went straight into a community manager role. And when I think about doing that, there's definitely benefits to that. There is, you know, just a different skill set and a different approach and way of thinking about things. But it's something that we really need to be strategic about. The sink or swim mentality that sometimes industries have gone with as far as training and development isn't necessarily the best approach for someone that's coming into a new industry without that background knowledge of growing up in the industry. So I'm so thankful to the companies that I've been with in multifamily that have really done a nice job partnering with people that have that experience, that are willing to share that with me and providing a great training experience to make sure that I'm successful in my role. I think of coming on board with MEB and that it could have gone so very differently if I had been with someone that was not like Matt, and the amount of time that he's spent working with me and the amount of time we've spent brainstorming and really making sure that I feel comfortable so that I'm providing a great experience not only to our clients but to my team as well.
Matt, talk a little bit about some of the ways that non-traditional bringing someone in as a leasing agent, some of the ways you see that changing.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's been great, you know, really challenging and trying to break the mold a little bit and being, you know, okay with, you know, maybe getting out, you know, in a little bit of a dangerous position. You know, when we hired Amy, we knew that she didn't know everything to know about real estate, and that was totally okay because none of us do. And so we, you know, but we hired her for her attitude and her, like I said, her team building skill sets. And then our job was just to supplement, train, and provide her opportunities to grow. And also to solicit feedback from her to say, what did we do well? What did we not do well? And, you know, and how do we get better collectively as an organization? How do I get better as a leader? And that's something that's very important and something that's been extremely beneficial to myself and my career. But, it, you know, it's interesting, you know, we feel like the things that make a great leasing agent, high energy, high extrovert, somebody that's able to talk and really work with anyone, we feel like when they're doing a very, very good job that the natural progression is to promote them to being an assistant manager. And then we stick them behind a desk and we go collect all the rents, post all the money, do everything that you don't really necessarily find value in, kind of the accounting, the financial acumen side, the operation, the organization, the accounting side of things. And then we're shocked when that high extrovert struggles with the accounting principles. And conversely, the same thing goes with those individuals that we bring in that have all of the accounting skill sets, and maybe they're very organized and they're very principled in how they go about working through the accounting principles. But they struggle when we ask them to cold call. They struggle when we ask them to post to Craigslist and create great interpersonal connections and understand nonverbal cues with a prospect. And we're shocked when they fail. And so we're not right-sizing people to the job. We're just saying you start as a leasing agent. One of two things happens. Either you put in enough time and you eventually get promoted, or you're very good as a leasing agent and we promote you. And then the same thing happens at the assistant manager level. And then if you do enough time or if you're a good enough assistant manager, well, then we'll promote you to the manager role. That's just a very bad way of running business in my mind. There's value in doing that in some respect, but again, it's just not the right approach We're not right-sizing. If somebody comes in and goes, I absolutely love accounting, but I struggle with interpersonal skill sets, there's no reason I can't put them into the assistant manager role and then teach them HR, teach them how to build teams, have the manager help them understand interpersonal connections and how, you know, they set up and run operations for a large-scale team. But thinking that that person can only be successful by starting them in the assistant manager role, I think is just not a great way to run business.
We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want to ask you a question that just came to my mind when you were, clarifying that those thoughts. And that is, MEB is a good-sized company. I mean, you said 25,000 apartment homes and 600 employees. What about the operator that is a much smaller, doesn't have personnel to be able to divide up all these different things, different roles to hire and to right size the people? What kind of advice can you give to them?
Yeah, well, then, you know, I think first and foremost that falls to the leaders of those organizations to say, we're going to hire the best individual possible. And, you know, and I think we have some thought processes on, you know, how do we determine who that person is. But then it falls to the leader to help support and supplement maybe where that person needs to become more of a jack or Jill of all trades, and really understanding where that person excels and also understanding where that person may struggle or may need some support, and then really providing them the tools and the techniques to develop themselves into those Jack and Jills of all trade. And again, look, we said at the top of the show, we're doing more with less now more than ever. And so you do have to become flexible. You do have to become a little bit more nimble. And there are ways to do that. But like I said, I think it falls back to the leaders to say, you know, I understand that you don't do this very, very well, but that's okay. Here are some things that I've done in my career, or here are some things that the industry needs, or the industry has that you can utilize to become a little bit more successful in this one specific skill set.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is multifamily hiring and retention. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Matt Rogers, Vice President of Operations with MEB Management Services, and Amy Kraft, Asset Director with MEB Management Services. Matt, how do you go about determining who you should hire and what role they should start in? You know, we talked about the trying to find the candidates, but once you've had a chance to talk to some candidates, what's the next step?
Yeah, and again, I think during this process and during this period, you know, the real focus for myself and you know, really where I find value is trying to determine a couple of things. Number one, you know, the understanding the candidate's thought process and overall focus. And so, you know, a lot of times we see interview techniques or interview processes that look at, you know, tell me about your experience or tell me about a difficult situation in the past. And I think that that's fine, and it provides a little bit of insight. But the thing that I value more is looking at and trying to understand the candidate's thought process. And so I'm asking questions that are forward-looking. How would you handle situation X? Tell me about, you know, if you have this happen, what is the next logical step? And so I'm trying to understand the overall candidate's thought process. And then, you know, really importantly, I'm also trying to understand their personality traits. And MEB does a great job. We actually put a number of our candidates and all of our employees through a personality trait program that looks at their true baseline self. And we use that information and we pair them up and we understand what really helps drive their work experience, what they value when they're working. Are they an extrovert? Are they, you know, pace and conformity? What, you know, what's really important to that team member, and where do they excel and where do they maybe fall a little bit short? And so I find that very interesting. One of the things that I also like to think about is really hiring for those traits, maybe even more so than hiring for the experience. And there's a famous quote that talks about Navy SEALs. So arguably one of the most efficient fighting organizations on planet Earth, and they don't go out and recruit other special forces soldiers. In fact, they go out and recruit individuals that have virtually no prior experiences in special forces, and they put them through a grueling challenge. And what they're looking for, though, is that baseline candidate. What is this person all about? Are they a team-first approach? Are they willing to give of themselves? Are they trustworthy? You know, do they have that, you know, never quit attitude? And so these individuals, they then know, hey, these are people that we want to engage in. And by the way, the government spends about $1 million training Navy SEALs. And that's what they're investing in. They're saying, we want the best team-oriented, trustworthy, high-energy person, and then we're going to spend a heck of a lot of time and a heck of a lot of money making them into the most lethal version that we can. And it's not about their experience. It's all about their personality traits.
Yeah, and you know, personality traits are something that is natural to the person. You've got to try and fit them into the role that you want them to fit into. And so what you're saying is the testing that you're doing is you're not going to try and take a round peg and fit them into a square hole, I guess.
Right, exactly. And by the way, we know that those traits can form and change throughout the career of the person. So we're rolling out a new, and Amy's been amazing in helping me develop this, but in 2023, we're rolling out a new initiative in our organization or in my silo, if you will, called skip level meetings. And one of the questions in these meetings where I'm meeting one-on-one with our managers is asking them, what do you really enjoy about your job? What is something that you've worked on or a project you've worked on in the past year or 2 years that you found a great amount of joy in. And what we're absolutely going to find out is what is, you know, rewarding these individuals, what is causing these individuals to be happy while working. And then we know, hey, if I've got a project that, you know, Jennifer in San Antonio could excel at, I'm going to go talk to her first. I'm not going to randomly assign it to an employee. I'm going to know what really drives them. Number one, I know I'm going to get a better product because they're going to be happier and excited about it. But number two, it's going to create and cause them to know that they're being heard and that they're being engaged and that they're adding to the benefit of our organization long term.
We've got about 3 minutes left before I want to transition to something. You know, we've talked a lot about hiring people from the outside as because there's a need, obviously. There's holes that have to be filled. But how do you make sure that your existing employees don't feel threatened when you bring somebody in from the outside, which I think in some cases is a natural tendency for some people?
You know, it's always going to be an interesting situation when someone comes in and takes the same role as someone who's been in the industry for a really long time. And that's where I think MEB does such a beautiful job. There were some eyebrows raised when Matt decided to offer me the position. And, you know, he's had to defend his choice a couple of times. But MEB is such a beautiful place because you truly have to have that culture where everyone is accepted and people bounce ideas off each other. And I think the other thing that we think about when hiring is balance and being strategic. And so when I think about bringing people on my portfolio as well, I'm thinking about balance throughout all of my managers or throughout all of my leasing consultants. And I really want people that are very different as opposed to hiring someone that's exactly like the rest of my managers. I want someone that's great at one thing so they can help support someone in another thing. And that's what MEB has done. So I'm partnered with another asset director who is very different than me on one of the assets. And it's been a beautiful thing because we've been able to learn so much from each other and really balance each other out and bounce ideas around each other. So I think it's really just creating that culture of collaboration and really making sure your existing employees know that they are so valuable and we're never going to get where we need to go without their experience and their knowledge. And it's really just about helping them mentor those of us that are coming in that maybe don't have that, but still making sure they know that we can't do this without them and that they're always going to have a place at MEB and every other company that decides to hire from outside.
Matt, we've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition, and that's a hard 2 minutes. I know that's going to be difficult for you, but I want to ask you this. You know, how when you bring someone in new, and you're onboarding them, how do you make sure that you don't put them into a sink or swim type situation?
Yeah, and it's tough, and it's an ever-evolving thought process. So one of the first things that Amy and I did when we brought her on board was we had daily 30-minute check-ins, and those were hard check-ins. You know, the only person that could cancel them was Amy. So I had to clear schedules. I had to move some things around, but it's 100% worth it. And during those 30-minute meetings, the check my ego and check Amy's ego is at the door. This is not a moment to cover up or hide or not ask important questions. It is, you know, open the kimono, know exactly what you need to know and ask the questions that you need to ask. And also it falls on me to ask her questions. Hey, how are you feeling about this? Tell me what's going on here. Kind of create a little bit of a barrier. And so I have a famous saying, and it's make a $1,000 mistake, don't make a $10,000 mistake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making sure that she understands that she has the ability to, she's going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every single day, but my job is to think through them as best as I can. But so, number one, it's really over-communicating and setting those systems up with Amy and knowing that she always has my ear. There's never a time she can't call me to ask a question. And there's never something that she can't go out and do or learn that, you know, won't ultimately add value to her career.
All right. Well,
I think that was right at 2 minutes, Paul.
That was good. That was good. I do want to transition us too, because I want our listeners to learn a little bit more about what you guys are working on at MEB, also how they can reach out to you if they've got questions, some of the things that you might be looking for. I will let our listeners know that if you go to this episode page on the Multifamily Radio website, our website, you will see the MEB logo, and if you click it, it'll take you to the MEB website to find out more. But tell us a little bit about, we've got about 2.5 minutes left in the episode, what's going on at MEB?
Yeah, so MEB was just recently named a top 20 employer by NAA. We're incredibly humbled by that honor. And I want to, you know, I really want to stress the absolute incredible employees that MEB has and the unbelievable culture. We are incredibly lucky to have an amazing organization that's led by Libby Eckery and Scott Cook and Mark Schilling. And we're, of all the 600 employees and of every client that we service, we're incredibly honored to be named as a top employer. But lots going on. The industry is moving. MEB is moving right alongside of it. We have a lot of wonderful opportunities. If you're at all interested in joining the MEB family, becoming a MEBby, as we like to say, please, please, please reach out to us. You can reach me at matt.rogers@mebmgmt.com, or you can find myself and Amy on LinkedIn. You can also go to our homepage of mebapts.com.
And just to, for the benefit of the listeners, what markets are you guys currently in with your
property? Yeah, so we service all of Arizona. We're in most of New Mexico, Albuquerque specifically. We're in Tennessee, and we're in Texas as well.
Great. That is great. Amy, thank you so much. If someone wants to reach you other than LinkedIn, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So amy.craft, and that is craft with a K, K-R-A-F-T, at mebmgmt.com. Love to hear from someone.
Fantastic. Guys, it's always a pleasure. Matt, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Look forward to having you on again soon, but we're going to stop it here, and we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.